information we were talking about. That's exactly what we need to. Yeah, we have a great guest with us today.
Well, I'd go great.
Would
I'd
you?
Go great. Yeah, yeah.
She's at least bright. It's a bright in the things today. Yeah, in the studio today. We have Tracy Dressler. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. This is wonderful to be in the studio live.
I know it.
And normally you hear that good morning, and then there follows all this plant talk and yada yada, but she's off, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
Till we can start talking plants again.
Well, off of plants.
Yes.
But on to the next venture. So excited to have Stockman's as one of our great chamber members. And you're going to be continuing on through the holidays?
We are. We are. So for all the local Litchfield folks, they know that we haven't been doing Christmas like we used to for a number of years, actually. Mm-hmm. And so we are bringing that back with our mistletoe market this year. And we're changing things around so it's not like it used to be. There's going to be some really fun new things, which one of the things I'm most excited about is we are bringing in local artists, and they're bringing their products. We've cleaned out our retail merch. The plant stuff is mostly gone. If you need a wind chime, we still have those for Christmas. But a lot of your watering cans, things we're not going to use in the winter, we've pulled out of the retail shop, and we've put these artist merchandise in. And it's just a great way to showcase all the local talent we have. And if you're looking for unique gifts, oh my gosh, we've got them. They've been unloading the stuff, and we've got painters, we've got wooden works out there, crocheted hats, we've got handmade cards, candles, we've got fiber weavings, hand-spun yarn, if you're into the yarn, we've got hand-spun yarn, local honeys. We've got infused syrups. If you have a foodie in your family, you need to stop out and check out these syrups. There's a jalapeno infused syrup that I cannot wait to try. And then candles, and there's more. I mean, and they're all locally made right here in our community. So stop in, check out the artists. You guys are not going to be disappointed in that at all. Actually, as we've been unpacking it, we're kind of like, and I'm going to have to buy that, and I'm going to have to buy that, and they're going to have to bring us more because...
I'll have to clear my calendar because if you're having local honeys there, I mean...
Yeah, there you go.
Huh? Right? I have to clear my calendar.
Right?
Come on. What are you going to be open? What are your hours?
We actually... the mistletoe market starts today.
Oh, good.
Okay. Today, and we are going to be running through December 9th. Saturday, December 9th will be our last day. We're going to run Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 9 to 3. So stop out. Visit us. We're also going to have, in addition to all the local artists, which I'm the most excited about, we are going to have all of our traditional greens. So we've got your garlands, your wreath, your spruce tops, your holiday planters. Stop in, check all those things out. We also put in a Christmas Creation Center this year. And this is kind of fun. So we have our potting classes, and we would bring out all our decorations for our potting classes, but we never really had them all out during the year. And we've changed that. So now you can come in and shop any of those decoration things that you might need for your spruce top pot. So your birch poles and your willow branches and all those fun ornaments on a stick, pine cones on a stick. You name it, we've got it. And both stores have got their creation areas up and going and ready. So there's just fun stuff. Cool. It's just fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we were just so excited to hear that you were going to be open over this holiday time and have people be able to come out and do some shopping out there again.
Yes. No, it's really good. It's just been a fun thing, and getting the local artists involved has been a blast. A lot of folks know Alexa, our team lead. She's been coordinating that, and she's a local artist herself, so some of her paintings are on display and for sale at the shows. So it's just been fun. And then one thing I forgot to mention is on Saturdays, certain Saturdays during the next 4 weeks, we're going to actually have local artisan food makers in. So I know we've got a bread maker coming in one Saturday, and there's going to be some other folks coming in. So it's just going to be a fun thing. So follow us on Facebook, too, for all those updates as they come through, because it's hard to keep it all straight.
Yes, it is. It just sounds like there's a lot of things happening, and there are. There's a lot of things happening within the whole community, so we encourage everyone just to come to Litchfield.
Right, yes. It's going to be great, and I almost think that I might have seen the Litchfield crew is putting the Christmas stuff, getting it ready. They're when starting. I pulled into town this morning.
Lines were going up this morning. There were orange cones all over the place, so don't park in their spot because they need to get this done. I always tell them, you are doing this on one of the coldest days of the year. Why don't you do this, you know, when it's nice out? It doesn't fit into our schedule. So this is their schedule, but yes, and I think one thing I want to mention too is Stockman's has a program for businesses to get a pot put together and you deliver them.
We do, yeah. So it started with the local downtown businesses here in Litchfield, and we put together a pot each season, so spring, summer, fall, and winter, and we deliver it outside the business's doors each season. We pick up the other planter and just keep rotating it. It's worked really well. We now actually offer it for residences too. So we have businesses and residences, and we do that service in both Litchfield and Hutchinson. So if you're interested in that, it makes a great Mother's Day present. A lot of folks give them as gifts to their parents. And it's just cool. been a fun thing as well.
Yeah. Well, it's been so nice for, say, even for us, I don't have to go through and put that all together and make something that we could put out. So it's good. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Good, good.
Anything? We do, too.
Yes. Yep, you guys do, too. Anything else that you want to share? Like, if somebody had questions, is there a phone number that they could contact, or is it best to look up online?
You know, you definitely can call the store anytime, and always stop out if you got questions as well. Always happy to help. I know we have potting classes coming up. That's always a huge draw this time of year. Get out with your friends and family. Visit. Enjoy some apple cider while you put together your planters in our creation areas. And we've got the Litchfield classes are coming up this coming Saturday. We've still got space in those classes. So if you're interested, definitely go online, get your tickets. And then next Saturday, the 18th, the classes are down at the Hutchinson store. And there is space available in those classes as well. So grab your friends, sign up, and come out and have a great morning or afternoon, depending on when you want to come visit us.
Great. All right.
Very cool.
Now we have something to do, Randy, because there's nothing else to do.
I was just thinking, I don't have anything to do. I got to find something to fill my time.
No, it's great, and I just love this time of year. If you say you don't have something to do, there's something wrong with you, because there are so many exciting
You're not looking
things.
Hard enough, are
that
you?
That is correct. So I encourage everybody to look at the table tents that are out and about around. We've got some at different businesses. We should bring some out to Stockman's, too, so you have some. Or just stop in the chamber office and you can pick one up. We have a few copies of them there. So
okay, very good.
Lots of things happening. One date in specific that I want everybody to put on their calendar is Friday, November 24th.
Okay.
It is the Friday after Thanksgiving. We talked about the lights going up here in town, and the lights always go on. I believe it's the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving down the main street, and the park is going to be lit up. We're having an old-fashioned lighting ceremony on Friday, starting at 5 o'clock. There'll be Christmas carolers in the park, and our mayor is going to have a little proclamation of Light Up Litchfield, and we are going to light up the park.
Cool.
There are going to be extra things this year, more than last year, and we are so excited about it. Our Visitors Bureau team have been working on this, and we're waiting for the city to let us know when they're coming to help us do some of our lighting in the park, and we're working together with city workers. So,
cool.
And make sure you do that, because there are going to be some other special things going on downtown. Mimi's is going to be open with some special treats, and there will be music. Carolers in there. The Legion will be open and Parkview will be open. So we're excited about that Friday night. We're going to kind of make it the first we can't say it probably annual because we haven't done it yet. But
well,
it's going to continue on every year and make it bigger and better every year. So make sure that you mark your calendars. If you have family coming to town for Thanksgiving and you're around, we're going to have a great time in downtown Litchfield Friday, November 24th, starting at 5 o'clock.
Cool. Very good. How do we get a hold of you if we need to?
Yeah, if you need and you want to get a hold of anything that Tracy has going on at Stockman's, give us a call and we can get you in touch with her as well. Our number is 693-8184, Judy at Litch.com, or I almost said Marla at Litch.com, but Marla's helping her. That's probably why Marla has been helping Stockman's doing some of their marketing things. Janae at Litch.com. Always watch Litch.com. Janae has been putting more and more on our website, our Facebook page, Instagram, all those little things.
Okay.
So.
And how do we find you, Tracy?
Well, we are at stockmansgreenhouse.com, and then we've got the two locations. We're in Hutchinson, just east of town on Highway 7, and in Litchfield, just west of town on Highway 12.
And open today.
We are. Both stores are open today.
Awesome.
We're unloading the trucks this morning. It's great. Come on out.
And is the mistletoe up?
The mistletoe is out.
Just wondering.
See, you've got to go there.
Just wondering.
Yes, it smells great. Open in the trucks this morning. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. There's even little snow flutters in the air today. Nothing that's going to accumulate, so I'm good with it.
Say to chase you inside or what?
I know, right? I'm certainly not wearing shorts. No way.
All right. Ladies, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
There's your Chamber Chat here on KLFD.